Hello. Doing this under protest.
Hi.
Yes.
Come on.
Hello. I'm Brian W. Feedback, and you're listening to The Movie Line every week right here on 761-3330.
So, now that we're on the topic of records, how many records do you have in your collection?
I cannot begin to count.
Mm-hmm. Was that because you never got through high school?
I can show you my favorites, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, Rocky Horror. That's a good one. You ever go to the U.S.?
This is one somebody just loaned me.
Oh, that's nice.
See, the rats got at it.
Yeah.
See.
The record's intact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're getting a little feedback. Is that common in this room or what?
This, you remember this? I actually played this whole thing.
Yeah, I heard part of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I called a few minutes this one.
Robin Hood in Story and Song with
Top
Cat.
By the way, did that do anything for your...
My call volume?
Was that... Basically, was that to get back at the phone world, or was...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I did hear some
Now,
of
this,
that.
You'll be hearing many drop-ins from this in future
tapes. Oh, wow. Will there be future tapes? That's what we're all wondering.
Yes, mm-hmm. I will be doing stuff, something this week.
Will you?
This is my beginning of the year break.
May I
Everyone needs one of those.
Of course, Brian.
And this is, by all means,
one of my favorites.
Ah, the infamous Romper Room birthday party tape.
There you go.
Record tape. Mm. Ah, and lyrics. So this means not only do you get to hear the song, but you can sing along with it. Is that right?
Now, when I haven't been making feedback tapes, I've been...
When you haven't. When have you?
That's the...
Those are your favorite records, huh?
Yeah. I've been making these tapes that have a bunch of music on them. You're like... You probably do this.
Jot shots.
Lots of people do this. They take tapes and they record them for their car. You see, well, I don't actually have a car stereo in my car, but I've got this portable ghetto blaster. That's really disgusting looking, Paul.
Thank you.
I've got this portable ghetto blaster, right?
Right.
So I had to make tapes for it.
Oh, let me see what
I
we got
I
here.
I call them hodgepodge for 10, hodgepodge for
10.
Hodgepodge for 30 has
precisely
something
does hodgepodge mean, Brian? What do we got on hodgepodge?
It's kind of like hodgepodge means it's just different things on here.
Right.
And they're kind of put together. Most people put together music tapes, and it's like one song after another,
right.
One song after another.
I've done that.
I put them together in kind of like a feedback style, and I kind of put drop-ins between
That's
them.
That's great, drop-ins. Yeah. That's almost like an entertainment line.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, that way, you know, when there's people in my car,
right.
In a sea, and they're listening
humor.
To this thing.
Humorous apparitions.
That's humor.
Lunacy and
essence.
Bizarreness. Mm-hmm. Right? All in the same package. What do we have on this that's going to be funny?
Well, not really. I think you might be impressed.
Okay.
This particular tape, this is hodgepodge for 30.
Let the roll tape.
Yeah, and and among other things. And we're talking about all sorts of different songs
Aren't
on
we?
Here.
That's
new
a nice,
Wave,
you know
70s.
What?
It's very nice. It's Toshiba.
I had one stolen just like that.
No, see, that's Weird Al Yankovic.
Ah, what can come close to top Weird Al, may I ask?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, you got to remember that... I play these all the time, and there's different people that ride with me, and I went to Las Vegas with a bunch of people, and I actually took this with me,
Did
and
you?
We played music in the hotel room.
Well, let's see what... In the hotel room, huh?
Hotel room.
Okay, what do you got? That's nice.
See,
that would impress any maid.
No,
uh-huh.
That's from Electric Dreams.
I understand. Was that a good song? Hmm. The same thing.
I think I'm on the wrong side of the
tape. I think
you're
on the wrong tape.
I think I am.
Uh-huh.
I better turn it over.
Better turn it over.
It's before this. See, that was Soft
right.
Cell with Sex Dwarf.
That was a sex thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sex Dwarf.
Uh-huh.
Sex Dwarf, isn't it nice? Luring disco dollies to a life from vice.
Snow White would be upset. Okay, play me. Summer.
Play you? What key do you want me to play you in?
Yes, sir, the good old key OG.
Are you in tune? it's after this. See, that's Weird Al Yankovic again, but that's on
Is that weird?
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
Hello, I'm Gloria Peterbilt.
Now, see, this is the comedy-esque the element here. So we're going to fast forward by the comedy
Uncle
element.
Say, if your jeans were this tight... You talk this way, too.
Well, actually, I think it's before this. Never mind.
You've got mega problems, right?
I do. Might even be after this.
Mind it.
Yep.
You know what?
What?
I just got a great idea. Boy, since we're here, why don't we do the 100th, 125th, 150th, 175th, and the 200th tape anniversary special?
I might not be alive by then.
Well, just think, you know, flashbacks with Brian, right?
Actually, I think it's after Sex Door.
Huh.
Yeah, it is. It's immediately after Sex Door.
It's brain damage like this that causes you to make the kinds of tapes that you do.
Thank you very much.
Is there a big payoff on this?
I think we're getting towards the end.
Yep. There it is.
Missed the point. Next time, take your dog and maybe he'll explain it to you.
You're from Saturday Night Live. You're Joe Pittman. I'm Danny Berman. This chump was going to show you some previews for a new gangster movie called Johnny Dangerously. Check this out. Does this jerk look like a real gangster to you? He looks like Michael Keaton to me.
I love Johnny T-shirts! I love Johnny!
Believe it or not, everybody loves this guy. Broads love him.
I'm not wearing a bra, Johnny.
That makes two of us.
Oh! You got what you had left, Ma.
His mother loves him.
I love him, but someday I'm gonna knock him on his...
We should spend some time together.
The DA loves him.
See, 2 weeks in Puerto Rico.
You got fire. Verve.
The new torch singer loves him.
You got those. I like those on him.
Little babies love him.
Oh, wait! Yes!
The warden loves him.
Johnny, it's an honor to have you on Gulf Road.
Ah, don't be silly. Pleasure's all mine.
Even the Pope loves him.
Build yourself a new gym at the Vatican, eh?
Well, this is one guy who ain't got no love for this phony.
You shouldn't hang me on a hook. My father hung me on a hook once. Once.
Well, Johnny's busted Mike chops for the last time.
Gee, he looked like a terrific guy to me.
Oops.
Michael Keaton,
Joe Piscopo,
Danny DeVito,
Dom DeLuise, Peter Boyle, Green Staple, Griffin Dunn, Richard Dimitri, Alan Hale, Ray Walston.
See Johnny Dangerously at a selected theater near you.
I knew somebody who went to a selected theater once.
Hello, Movie Line callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm calling in a review about Goldie Hawn's Protocol. I saw that last night with a friend of mine, and it's an okay movie. It doesn't really have a true belly laugh scenes in there, but the humor was pretty good. And you know, Goldie Hawn always playing the silly one, and the not so bright one. She gets herself into some silly situations and stuff like that. But if you're in the mood for a true belly laugh, I wouldn't recommend you to see Protocol. I'd recommend Beverly Hills Cop. But if you're just in the mood to see something quote cute unquote, then go check it out. It is fairly good. Anyway, this has been John from La Habra. See you later.
What can it be? Yes. Elizabeth has input for you.
Sorry.
Night Patrol, which was just hilarious. For those of you people who enjoyed the dry wit of Airplane and its numerous sequels, you will love Night Patrol because it's the same kind of off-the-wall continuing humor. It is really very funny. It's got the unknown comic in it. And it's really hilarious shit. Like, one of the jokes is, how do you get a witch pregnant? Ha ha, you fucker. Ha ha. Well, it goes on and on like that. The old movie I saw was Vacation. And I'd seen Vacation before, but since I didn't see it, I think I better leave a comment on it. Vacation was good. It wasn't as good as it could have been. But it was good. Of course, Chevy Chase was really super. And all the SCTV people, John Candy, Eugene Levy, blah, 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 they were really good. Beverly D'Angelo was superb, as always. The kids, whoever they were okay, not great. And, well, Christy Brinkley. Christy Brinkley was okay for her first acting role. I hope she does get better. I hope that when I first saw it a couple years ago. But who am I to know, right? Well, it was good, like I say. So if you guys want to go see a good twosome, go to the Sepulveda. Playing there with Night Patrol. And that's my movie's review. So everyone stay cool. This has been Liz. Bye-bye.
Well, hi, gang. This is Ken on Target leaving a movie comment. I don't leave comments very often, I know. But anyway, I saw a movie, I guess it's about a year old, called Dreamscape last night on video. And I thought it was really, really good. For those of you who didn't get to see it, rent the movie. And it's really worth seeing. It's scary, but yet it's well written, and I felt it was a movie that everybody should see. And it's really not one that you can, good special effects. You can't really dislike it. It's, you know, it's definitely worth the $3-4 or whatever it costs you to rent the movie. And so go see it, or go get it. Anyway, don't forget, you can call on Target now. On Target is on the air at 988 5064. That's 988-5064. You can call for music comments, not like Paul's here. It's similar, but it's all music. And you can call that 24 hours a day at the number aforementioned. And when you're done, you might call Paul Mac Presents at 761-3330. I guess you already knew that. Okay. See ya. Bye.
Hi. It's 3:30 in the morning. Are you awake? Maybe, possibly. Well, then again, maybe you're not.
Jimmy! Hey, I'm playing this bitchin' game. Don't interrupt me. Is this Jim?
Yeah.
You see, buddy, I'm playing this game. I'm getting a high score, and you go call you. I bet that's Jim. He's a geek. Now, I'm playing this game here, and we're recording. Now, here we go. Ah, scum buckets and cream. Okay, here we go. 21.90, 20. Okay, here we go. We're on it. Star Castle, this is it. I'm scamming buckets here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dude. I'm history. My meat is dead! Game over! Scum buckets! Tim, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What brings you to the clothesline thing?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Fine. Thanks for calling, Jim. Bye.
Hey, Paul, what's your real last name?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. 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 Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hey, Paul, what's your real last name?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. 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 Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hey, Paul, what's your real last name?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. 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 Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hey, Paul.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. 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 Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hey,
I think the idea here is movie reviews.
Thanks for calling the Triplex Theater. We have Starting Over in 10. Starting Over starts at 6 and starts over again at 10. 10 plays at 8, tomorrow 9 to 5, and 8 and a half. 8 and a half plays at 5 and 9, 9 to 5 plays 8, and again at 11. This weekend, Never Say Never Again, and Play It Again, Sam. Never Say Never Again plays at 5, again at 9, never at 7. Play It Again, Sam plays at 7, plays again at 11. Saturday Night Fever and Never on Sunday on Saturday. Never on Sunday plays at 5 and 9, Saturday Night Fever at 7. Saturday Night Fever plays on Sunday at 5 and 9. Please hesitate to call back.
He was given life by an act of magic, transformed by the evils of Pleasure Island. And trapped in the belly of a whale. He's Walt Disney's Pinocchio, the movie everyone remembers.
What is your name?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio!
The magic that lasts a lifetime. Walt Disney's Pinocchio, rated G, general audiences.
Hello, this is Mickey's pal, Norwood, and I'm going to do a review on Pinocchio. Surely one of Disney's greatest classic full-length cartoon movie features. It's timeless. That's about all I can say. It's magnificent, as all Disney movies are. And it brings out the little boy in you. You know, it made me flash back to my boyhood days when I first saw it. Sitting in the front row of an uncrowded movie theater. I wish the movie theaters were more crowded to see it, because it really is a magnificent movie. If you get a chance to see it, go see Pinocchio. I mean, they only come out, you know, Disney only releases the classics, you know, every 8 years or so, and it's, you know, this is your chance to see it, and you're not going to see it for a while, so if you get the chance, please go see Pinocchio. And another movie that just came out on videotape, Empire Strikes Back, if you can get a copy of it, see it. That's a great movie. I think it's the best out of all the three Star Wars trilogy films. I think it's the best. So if you get a chance, see Empire Strikes Back. It's out on videotape now, and I got my videotape of it, and I'm going to go watch it. So, everyone have a great life. Mickey's pal from Nolan. Bye.
Good afternoon there, Movie Line callers. This is Jim Clothesline, all the way from Orange County. I have a few things that I want to pass on to you that I saw while watching Pinocchio, no less. Yes, I finally got a chance to see and re-remember everything that I saw before. And yes, he did really make it to be a real live boy. I do hope he didn't grow up in San Francisco, though. Before the little cartoon presentation, Disney had a few trailers on. For those of you who don't know what trailers are, they are previews of coming attractions in 1985, and two of them were especially noteworthy, and you might possibly want to keep track of their action. In March 1985, they will have a show coming out called Baby. Looks like it's your cutesy fantasy type show. And from what I have seen, it's really one of those shows that you have to at least see once. Because of the fact that it's not out yet, I can't say one way or another about it right now. But when it does come out, I'll let you guys know. Now, in June of 1985. Now, again, this is coming from the previews that I saw. They have a show coming out called Return. It's either Return or Returning to Oz. But anyway, I know you're probably sitting there going, oh God, not another remake. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how the storylines are or any of that nature, but the little girl that they've got playing Dorothy, I don't know if anybody believes in afterlife, but boy, she sure got to be one. Her inflections in her voice almost match to a T that of Judy Garland. I mean, they really did a good job in searching for the right girl to play this part. And I think I'm going to place a $5 bet on this, okay? And Paul can either see me or match me or whatever. But I think that it might do pretty well. I don't know what the music is going to be like or anything of that nature, although if it is in the same Disney style and prime, then it should turn out to be a really good remake. But as I said before, the little girl that they have playing Dorothy is, it's like regressing back to Judy Garland at the age of, anywhere from 14 to 18. I don't know how old this girl is right now. Maybe Paul might be able to give you more information on who she is and what she's all about. But she's a very talented actress and has a little glimmer there of hope for the failing Disney Corporation itself. So those are the two that I would really press on seeing this coming year from Disney. Anyway, enough babbling on right now. If you're interested in running your phone bill up, area code 714-898-4851 for clothesline output. If you'd like to leave input, 898-4751. And if you're in the conference line, 714-551-6400 for the clothesline conference. This is Jim Clothesline. I'll be talking with you soon.
Father Timothy Farley thought he knew all the answers.
Now, if he doesn't think that you're shaping up, you will never become a priest. You must give a friendly sermon.
You come here with your mink caps and your cashmere coats and your blue hair.
Theirs is a story of the difference between what is safe and what is true.
Will you look at this? The collection went down 30%. It is no accident that the collection comes after the sermon. It's like a Nielsen rating.
Between conscience and authority.
I searched with my body, and I discovered that I could never reconcile my inner emotional world that way. So I invite celibacy.
Mass Appeal, the story of two men who learn to believe in each other.
I see why you need to be a priest.
Why?
Because you're a lunatic. And the church needs lunatics.
Jack Lemmon in Mass Appeal. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The love of power.
Sooner or later, there's going to be too much rain.
or too much drought, or too much corn. I can wait.
You gonna flood the valley?
That's right.
The power of love.
Sometimes I miss you so bad.
From the director of On Golden Pond, Sissy Spacek, Mel Gibson, The River, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Both films are now playing at selected theaters. Check your newspapers for local listings.